إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإني أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على نعمه الكثيرة الظاهرة والباطنة. Indeed, I thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى for His endless bounties upon us. Many are the bounties of Allah سبحانه وتعالى upon us. The greatest of all is the fact that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has guided us to Al-Islam and to be upon the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a great ni'mah from Allah and a great favor. To be guided to Al-Islam has nothing to do with our nationalities or our colors or our achievements in this life. To be guided to Al-Islam is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He bestowed upon whom He will from His servants. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are grateful that Allah has chosen us from amongst many of His servants to be upon Islam. And we should keep that in mind because this is an introduction to this new book we're going to start tonight. Al-Mu'taqad al-Sahih al-Wajib ala kulli muslimin i'tiqaduhu, the correct belief. The sound creed and belief that is obligatory upon every Muslim male or female to have it and to believe in. This is a very small book, as you see, very small book, but is tremendous in the benefits it contains. And this was compiled and authored by our Shaykh Abdul Salam Ibn Burjus Al Abdul Karim Rahimahullah. We say Rahimahullah, this Shaykh, he died a couple years ago on a car accident. He was from Saudi Arabia and he was very young. He was very young and he was a strong student of knowledge. He was very strong, especially in the Aqidah, in the field of the creed and belief and Tawheed. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. He died in a car accident, rahimahullah ta'ala. قال الشيخ فإن اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة اعتقاد السلف هو الاعتقاد الحق الذي يجب على كل مسلم اعتقاده. That for indeed, the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة, the creed and the belief that the people who follow the Sunnah, the people who are united upon the truth, upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that belief and the creed that they are upon is the creed of a Salaf. Is the creed that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. And it is the truth. And it is the sound and true creed and belief. That is incumbent and obligatory, not an option. There is an obligation upon every Muslim, male and female, Arabs and non-Arabs, black or white, rich or poor, to adhere to it and to be upon it. لماذا? Why this creed and belief of the Salaf is an obligation upon us all, regardless what countries we come from, what dialect we speak, why we are obliged to follow this creed, the creed of the Salaf, because it is the creed and the belief of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions and his noble companions. That's why. ومن خالفهم في الاعتقاد فقد عرض نفسه لعقاب الله الشديد ومقته وغضبه. And if anyone find himself following a belief or a creed other than the creed of the that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions, such person, he or she will find himself subjecting themselves to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the severe punishment of Allah. Those who adhere to any belief other than that which of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions, they will earn the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الفرق التي تكون أو ستكون في أمته وهي 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة وهي الجماعة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about the sects, the various sects that will take place in his ummah, because in his lifetime صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Sahaba, they were united upon one creed, upon the truth. They have one belief, one manhaj. And in the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, and the time of Uthman, towards the end of his Khilafah, when many innovations start to occur, and especially in the time after the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu, here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informing us about the sects, that the Muslims, they're not going to stay one group as it was in his time sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they're going to split, they're going to be divided. And of course the haqq is one, it's not two. Even if there was two groups that contradict and oppose one another, one of them has to be right and one has to be wrong. So what about if there is so many of them? All of them got to be wrong except those who hold on to the truth, to the haqq. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that these six, they will be 73. Not just one or two or three or five or ten, that this ummah will split into 73 sects. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, all of them will be in the hellfire, riyadu billah. All of them in the hellfire except al-jama'ah. Except one group. Who's that group? He says, those who are united upon the truth. Not any jama'ah, not any group who united upon tribalism. Whatever their tribes are upon, they want to, we stick to our tribes. That's why you find in one area, especially in the land of Kufr, many masajid. Like for example, we talk about Africa. The Africans, you find the Fulanis have their own masjid. The Madingos have their own masjid. The Walufis, this, that. Then in the same area, you find the people from Bangladesh, they start their own masjid. People from Pakistan start their own masjid. The Arabs, they start their own masjid. African Americans start their own masjid. All of this because they don't follow the haqq, the truth. They follow their tribalism. We can't be with these people, they are not from us, they don't speak our language. When we bring food, they make fun of it. The masajid are not built for them. They are not social clubs. The masajid are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are built for a reason, to perform and establish the prayers, and to learn the deen of Allah, and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And regardless our colors, difference of our origins and the dialects, we can all be united. But upon the Book of Allah and upon the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the correct belief and the creed that the Sahaba, the noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were upon. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this group who are united upon the truth, and therefore they're the only one that were saved from the fire out of 73. He says, هم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه وأصحابي اليوم. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked, which one, O Messenger of Allah, this one saved sect out of 73, which one? He says, they are those who adhere to that which I am upon and my companions today. Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say the Arabs. He didn't say the non-Arabs. He didn't say the PhDs. He didn't say the man who has a lot of money. He didn't say the people who has no money. Doesn't matter you have PhD or not, you have money or not, you're Arab or non-Arab, black and white. Doesn't matter. Tall or not. It has to do with one thing. Check yourself. What are you upon? Especially in the creed, in the belief. What are you upon? You want to be with this group? You got to be upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. And we have to learn it. We have to learn it. Because that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon is the haqq, is the truth. And nobody can oppose what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions and still think that they are upon the haqq. How could they? That's impossible. So therefore it is very important for us to learn. And therefore you see that this book, even though as we mentioned is a small book in its volume, because you have only a couple pages, like 78 or 70, let's say maybe 81 pages or so, but it's tremendous in the benefits that it contains and included in it. And it is taken from the book of Allah and from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as opposed to the belief and the creed of Ahlul Bidah, the people of innovations. They don't bring you no ahadith. They don't bring you no ayats. And if they bring ahadith, they bring fabricated ahadith. And they support their innovations with dreams. And they say, this is not any dream. This is the Mawlahum, the Sheikh Fulan, the big shot Sheikh. Meaning that his dream is true. No, this is not how it is. The deen is not taken from dreams. The deen is not taken from innovations. The deen is taken from its proper sources. Who remind me once again, what is the proper sources of the deen? Huh? Al-Quran wa Sunnah Sahiha. That's the proper sources of Islam. The Quran and the Sunnah. So when a person tells you, look, this is what we're going to believe. This is our creed. He has to say, قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He has, as you're going to see the Shaykh saying, look, the first thing he brings you hadith. Ahlul Bidah, they tell you, look, this is how we look at it. This is how we're going to do it. He says, you have an ayah? They're like, oh, you don't trust us, huh? Get away. He says, well, I don't know. And it's good for you to get away from those people. Because this is the deen of Allah, this is serious. And this is what's going to decide whether we're going to be in the Jannah or in the hellfire. This is the most important thing, the creed, the belief. This is the foundation. Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, Al-Aqidah As-Sahiha Hiya Al-Asasu Alladhi Tubna Alayhi Jami'u Al-A'mali Sahatan Wa Fasada. The sound, the creed, that it has to be that which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was upon and left for us, and his noble companions they adhere to, and those who come after them and after them adhere to, that sound creed is the foundation that all of the rest of the deeds are built upon. If this foundation is sound, the rest of the deeds, whether tahara, salat, zakat, fasting, hajj, umrah, dua, and the like, they will be sound. But if the aqidah is weak, everything will fall down and crumble. So the Prophet ﷺ make it clear that the saved sect, the only sect and group that will escape the hellfire, out of those 73, is once again al-jama'ah, those who observe the unity, but not upon anything. The unity upon the haqq. The unity that is pleasing to Allah, not pleasing to shaitan. Because there are people who unite upon their colors. If somebody doesn't look like them, they get rid of him. Now you don't belong here. Some people, they get together upon a madhab. They create stuff, innovations. You're Hanafi? Bismillah, tafadda. Maliki, no. This is not your place. Go find your people. A'udhu billah. And he's a Muslim. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they don't look at no madhab. They don't look at no color. Don't look at you, who you come from. They don't even ask you. They smile and they say, you want to be on the haq? All of us, who wants to make it to Jannah. That's what this masjid is for. That's what these efforts are for. This is not for voting. This is not for economic purpose. This is for one thing, man. We want to learn so that whatever we learn has to be sound, not anything. Because Allah didn't leave it for us to just find out how we worship Him. Allah has sent a messenger, our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, revealed to him a book, the best book, the Quran, and command all of us, the human being and the jinn, to adhere to his book and to the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon the understanding of the companions. So whenever you go, pay attention, be careful. Be careful who you listen to, who's talking to you, what you're listening to. When you come to the deen of Allah, there is no, I guess, if you look at it this way, I may be right, I may be wrong. There is one thing. Allah says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is what the companions they were upon. فَهَذَا دَابِطُ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. Now we hear you gotta be upon the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Why? Who are these people, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Don't let the names fool you. Sometimes people call themselves Ahlul Sunnah, Masjid al-Sunnah, but they are upon bid'ah and innovations. Like a rotten cake that they put a nice icing on top. You want a slice of it? You'd be killing me. So don't let the icing fool you. And the toppings, you're going to get to the bottom of it. That's the aqidah. People, they have long beards and imama and big miswaks and cry and this. But what is the aqidah? They are not upon the aqidah of the Salaf. They are not upon the creed of, which is the truth, that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. Rather, they adhere to that which their founders, they tell them to do and they apply it. So who are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that we have to ascribe to them and follow their path? متمسكون بسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسنة خلفائه الراشدين عادون على ذلك بالنواجد. Why? Because they hold on firm to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after him, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali رضي الله عنهم, in this order. Nobody mix it. Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, not only did they hold on firm to the Sunnah of the Prophet and the Sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa, but they bite on it with their molars. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned to the companions radwanullahi alayhim, he said to them, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي سَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. The Prophet ﷺ, he was addressing the companions, the best of this ummah. The best. Allah praised them and mentioned them in the Quran. The Imam, he just recited in Surah Al-Hashr. Today in Maghrib, alhamdulillah, he mentioned the praises that Allah praised the Muhajirin and the Ansar. So we hold on firm to their path. The Prophet ﷺ, he was addressing the companions, the best of this ummah, and he said to them, he who amongst you live longer after me, meaning after his death, shall see a lot of differences. It's not going to be the same like you with me right now. Everything is okay, alhamdulillah, everybody applied the deen of Allah correctly, aqidah, ibadat, mu'amalat. So the Prophet ﷺ, after he mentioned to them this disease of this ummah that will attack the ummah after him, he gave them the cure. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَدُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he told them, when that happened, When people start saying, no, you got to do it this way. Other people from here, do it this way. Like when the innovations, the sects start to appear, like the Qadariyya. And like Al-Murji'ah. Like Al-Shi'ah. Al-Khawarij. Al-Mu'tazila. Al-Sufiyya. When they start to appear, everybody called to, they says, we are upon the haq. Okay, so in the time of the Sahaba and with the Prophet ﷺ was with them, everybody upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. Nobody ever starts says, no, what the Messenger were upon you. You can't do that, but come with us too. No one. But the Prophet ﷺ, he says, there are people that will come and call you to that which is not right. But the Prophet ﷺ, he says to them, hold on firm to my Sunnah. And the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. Hold on firm to it. Bite on it with your molars. The ulama, they says, why the Prophet ﷺ used the molars? Because if you bite something with your molars, it's difficult to get it out of your mouth. Right or wrong? If you bite on something with the teeth, the front teeth, you let go easy. If somebody is pulling, you let go. But something inside of your mouth, not only is in your mouth, and your mouth is shut, but you're biting on it with your molars. That's difficult to let go. Likewise, we shouldn't just be touching the sunnah. Sunnah, alhamdulillah. But how much do you know? Are you holding to it with your molars, or are you just putting your fingers on it? Because something that you just put your hands on, it, anybody can take it away from you, right or wrong? Huh? It's like a woman, she has a bag under her armpit like this. Huh? Is it easy to snatch or not? Very easy. Which is wrong. Nobody should snatch anything from anyone. But all about the lady that she has her bag and purse or whatever in her pocket. Under her khimar. How a person going to get that? Even if they try, it's going to be difficult. Likewise, if we just Muslims by affiliation, alhamdulillah, sunnah, alhamdulillah, but we don't know what the sunnah is, we don't study, we don't attend the classes of aqidah, then anybody can snatch us. Right now, if somebody comes from Khawarij, Jama'at Tabligh, Sufis, Ikhwanis, Mu'tazila, Ash'ariya, will come and so eloquent, some of us will go with them. Who go with them? Those who just, they just standing next to the sunnah. But those who are deep into it, they study it with its sources. Those people, they can come and talk all day. They're not talking to him. It's all Chinese to him. He don't understand the language. But once they start talking about the sunnah, the real sunnah, that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon, he's like, oh, mashallah, hayyakum la tfaddal. Sit down, you my people. Regardless where they come from and what nationalities they may be. So the Prophet ﷺ, he says this, and he says, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي رِوَيَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, and beware of the newly invented matters. People gonna bring more things to the deen. People gonna invent stuff and introduce it. They're gonna mix it for you. Are you gonna be able to know what is right and what is wrong? People gonna come after. This is towards the end of the Sahaba, the time of the Sahaba, people mix Sunnah with Bid'ah. People mix the belief. Are you going to be able now to know which right, what is the Sunnah from Bid'ah? If we are not studying the Sunnah, it's going to be difficult for us to know what's right from what's wrong. Can you imagine if you have 3 children? And they mix them with 100 other children. Are you going to be able to know your children or not? Huh? They put your children and they put on them the same outfit, the same t-shirts and pants, and they put them in a field, football field, with 100 others. Would you know your children? Or you're just going to sit there and say, I lost my children, man. Children are gone. Why? I'm going to find them around from... No, you find them if you go and look at them, if you know who they are, right or wrong. Who will lose his children? The one who don't know who they are. Yes, someone who his way. He will never with his children. He don't know who they are, what they look like. He has 3 children. They told him, look man, come, your children. Now finally you're going to be reunited with your children. He's happy, right? They tell him, but here's the catch. Your 3 children, they among 3,000 right here. Then if he don't know his children, he's going to like, I don't know, he may grab any 3 children, which is not right. Likewise, if somebody is just Muslim by affiliation, as many Muslims will, and unfortunately this is the reality these days, many Muslims, they just Muslim because they were born in Muslim countries. I know. Including Saudi Arabia. Including certain people who are born in Mecca and Medina. They don't know anything about Islam. They don't. Because they don't study. Or somebody took Shahada years ago but still making no progress in learning the Aqidah, the creed. That's why for those people, when the Mubtadi'a come to them and the innovators, they come to them and they take them easy because of a smile. Because they remember the Mubtadi'a, the innovator, they never introduce themselves. Salaamu alaykum. Abdullah, I'm a Mubtadi'a. I'm an innovator, by the way. I'm not upon the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, alright? I'm warning you. Alright, let's go together. Get in this van. You will go? No. But all of them claim they are upon the haqq. They don't tell you the truth about them. Oh, come on with us, ya akhi. We Muslims, alhamdulillah. Oh, may Allah get us to the Jannah. But what's going to get us to Jannah if we act righteously? If we are upon the path of Allah, the path that Allah is pleased for us. ولذا كانوا الفرقة الناجية. That's why one of the names of this saved group, this group who are the jama'a, the unity, those who are united upon the haqq, and those who hold on firm to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. Who are they? Also from their names is the saved group, or the saved sect. فهم ناجون من النار يوم القيامة سالمون من البدع في هذه الدنيا. One of the Shaykh, he mentioned that, and also this is a statement of many mashayikh. From them, I remember now Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. While they were called the saved sect, those who adhere to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, because they are saved from 2 things. They are saved from innovations in this life. What makes them saved from innovations? Their color? No. Is it their nationality?
No.
Is it the green card?
No.
Or citizenship?
No.
Is it their PhDs?
No.
Their businesses?
No.
No. What saved them from innovations? They adhere to the Sunnah. Not claim the Sunnah. Mm. Not say, I'm upon Sunnah. How much do you know? Claim upon the Sunnah, don't know, don't make the wudu upon the Sunnah. The Salat is not according to the Sunnah. Even the way they greet the people is not according to the Sunnah. So what Sunnah this person is talking about? He don't treat his wife according to the Sunnah. He don't treat his children according to the Sunnah. He don't treat his neighbors according to the Sunnah. He don't treat his parents according to the Sunnah, and still says he's upon the Sunnah. What Sunnah? Sunnah of who? If we say that we are upon the Sunnah, we should practice it in our lives. It should be seen in the way we act, the way we talk, the way we walk, the way we dress. I know him. Everything we do it in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So he said they are saved from innovations in this life. People fall into innovations, but them no. The people of innovation come to this masjid, to this community, this place, this country. As you know, they are everywhere. Now it's worse. The internet, the Twitter, the Facebook, this. They are all over the place. But Allah saves certain people. They're not going to fall into these traps. Why? Because they adhere into the Sunnah. وَنَاجُونَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of judgment, they will be saved from the hellfire. When people end up in the hellfire, they are not, once again, not because they're from this country or the other, or this color or the other. No, no, no. It's because they will hold on firm to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions. وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ الْفِرْقَةُ الْمَنْصُورَةِ. Likewise, from their names is the victorious and the aided sects. Why? Also, look at these names. They don't come from somebody who called them. Like Ikhwan al-Muslimin, they named themselves that. Jama'at al-Tabligh, they named themselves that. Shia, they named themselves that. The Mu'tazila, there is an origin why they were called that. The Khawarij, they were called because of a reason. These people, why they were called, is always traced to the text, whether from the Quran or the Sunnah. Here, the Prophet ﷺ says about them, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين حتى يأتيهم أمر الله وهم ظاهرون. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, a group of my ummah will always be victorious until the command of Allah, the matter of Allah, the day of judgment take place, while they still victorious over the falsehood. Why? Because they are held in firm to the truth. الظهور هنا قال بمعنى النصر. Here the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned dhuhur, which is to be prevailed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah As-Safat, the ayah 173. Before that, in Surah As-Saf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. يعني انتصروا عليهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have aided and helped those who believe against their enemy, and they were victorious. Because the victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah tells us, كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ. How many small group defeated a large group? By Allah's will, by Allah's permission. Because Allah grant victory to those who hold on firm to His religion. Also in Surah As-Saffat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Our jund, our armies, they are the ones that are going to be victorious. فَهُمْ فِرْقَ وَاحِدَ لَا تَتَعَدَّدْ وَلِيدَ سُمُّوا بِالْجَمَاعَةِ. They are one group. Even though they have these names, Ahlul Sunnah, Wal Jama'ah, Ahlul Hadith, Ahlul Athar, Al Firqa Al Najiyah, Al Taif Al Mansura, they are one group. They are not different. Why they are one group? Because they are united upon the Haqq. Because they are united upon the Haqq. And what is the Haqq? That which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. They are not united upon the colors. They are not united upon the tribes. They are not united upon possessions. Or those who have money, they be themselves. This is not clubs. They are united upon one thing, regardless. They don't look at you're black, you're white, you're Arab, you're non-Arab, you're poor, you're rich. They don't look at that. Doesn't matter to them. One thing that matters to them. You want to make it with them and be with them, you got to be upon that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. قال تعالى فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال. In Surah Yunus ayah 32, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is there left after the truth other than falsehood? That's it. Because the falsehood, the truth and falsehood, they don't mix together. If somebody want to bring the falsehood and the truth together, it's like someone who want to bring the water and the fire in one bucket. Just can't. وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ إِسْمٌ يُعْرَفُونَ بِهِ سِوَى الْإِسْلَامُ وَالسُّنَّةُ وَمَا دَلَّ عَلَيْهِمَ الْأَلْفَاظِ. How they know? They're not traced to one man or one place or an event that took place, but rather they know their names are taken from Islam and from the Sunnah, from the text of the Quran and the text of the Sunnah. And whatever names that are derived from that, from the Islam, from the Sunnah. قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله أهل السنة ليس لهم لقب يعرفون به لا جهمي ولا قدري ولا رافدي. Imam Malik in his time, rahimahullah, he says, Ahlul Sunnah, those who adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they don't have no nicknames. Like the Jahmiyya they have. The Jahmiyya, because they follow the Jahm ibn Safwan, Al-Mubtadi Ad-Dal, the great innovator and misguided, who caused many people to be misguided. Al-Qadariyya, this is a deviant sect. Why? Because they went wrong in the Qadr. They didn't follow the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, in Qadr. That's why they call them Qadariyya, because they're not following that which the Salaf was upon when he comes to the Qadr. Wal Rafida, they're the Shia. The Shia who oppose the texts. And if I start to tell you now what the Shia believe, your hair may turn gray. The first thing, just the first thing, the Quran we read, and they read too. When you see them in the masajid of Ahlul Sunnah or in the Haramain in Mecca and Medina, they read the Quran. They don't bring another book, they read the same one. But they say, actually they have another Qur'an. They call it Mus'haf Fatima. It's three times bigger than that. Not even one letter from this Qur'an we have is in it. Wal'iyadu billah. And their aqidah, now we're talking about the aqidah of the Salaf, the aqidah, the correct aqidah that saves the person from the hellfire. The aqidah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, not some person here or some country over there. We're not telling you this is the aqidah of Egypt or Yemen or Morocco or Pakistan or Saudi Arabia. I will tell you the aqidah, the creed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions. So pay attention now. But the Rawafid, what they say? They say that after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, all of the companions turned to become kuffar. Except few. Maybe four or five or seven or something like that. From them is Ammar ibn Yasir, and Salman al-Farisi, and al-Miqdad, al-Aswad, and of course, Ali radiallahu anhu. They say everybody. Shia, until now, they believe that Abu Bakr is a disbeliever. Wal'iyadu billah. That's in their creed. This is in creed. That's their belief. That's what they believe in their hearts. That Umar is a disbeliever. Rather, they said these are the two idols of Quraysh. This is the Rawafid, the Shia, who are in Iran right now, and they are everywhere. They're in America. And don't let the politics fool you. Oh, they want to do something to Israel. They want to do something to America. They're not going to do anything. They have never did anything for Islam. Actually, when you look at the great massacres that Muslims fall into, and millions of Muslims died sometimes in it because of the Shia al-Rawafid. They're the one who work with the enemies to destroy Ahlul Sunnah. Because they hate Ahlul Sunnah. Anyone who adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, you find the Shia, that's their main enemy. There is so much, Ya Akhwan, to tell you about them, so we don't be fooled by them. And we should hate them for the sake of Allah. Anyone who say bad things about the companions, we still going to befriend them and talk bad, good about them? No. One of them, from their imams, he says, look what he says, this is crazy. Talking about Ahlul Sunnah, those who adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and that which his companions were upon. He says, the Lord of Ahlul Sunnah is not our Lord. And their Prophet is not our Prophet. He says, إِلَهُهُمْ لَيْسَ إِلَهُنَا وَنَبِيُّهُمْ لَيْسَ نَبِيُّنَا. This is one of their imams. He says, Ahlul Sunnah, their God is not our God. And they say they're the Muslims. Their Prophet is not our Prophet. Why? And he says the reason why he says, Because the God who allowed Abu Bakr to be the Khalifa of his Prophet is not a God. He's not our God. A'udhu billah. This is the Rawafid. And they are now, subhanallah, they're everywhere. In Africa, in Asia, using money. Just 2 days ago, I read a maqal, a statement of our noble Sheikh, Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahullah, who wrote many books and said many lectures about them and showing their danger. Even they claim they are al-Muslimun, they are something else. They bribe the people. What the Sheikh was refuting them these days, he was giving advice to the government and the people of Egypt. Why? Because in one of the newspapers in Egypt, they were bragging that, because now Egypt, they're going through a lot of hardship. May Allah make it easy on them. But Allah make it easy for them if they adhere to His deen. If they give up politics and give up the UN and give up the kufr and turn into the kuffar, want to have democracy and this, if they turn to the deen of Allah, to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Allah will give them victory. In the newspaper, they were happy. They says, wow, that Iran, the government, the Rawafid, Shia, la'natullahi alayhim, al-Rawafid, they say that they are willing to sponsor 50,000 students, Egyptian students. And they can come and leave and study for free in Iran. So they can teach them al-Rafd, wa-Tashayyur. So those people will spend 5, 7, 10 years in there and come back to Egypt, 50,000 or more or less from them, upon Shia or Iyadi, but they don't know anything. See how their plans? And they say, you allow us to, if we do this, you will allow us to establish tourist attractions in your country, in Egypt. You know what it means with tourist attraction, the Rafida? Shirk. Qubur. They want to establish places where they can establish shirk, wal'iyadu billah. They're crazy. I'm telling you straight up. They believe that they're 12 imams. They have these 12 imams who they are ma'soom. They said they are infallible. They don't make mistakes. Ali is the first one of them. Okay? Radiallahu anhu. And they say that these imams, they know the unseen. They know the unseen. And they say this is their aqidah. Now we're talking about the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, but you need to know the aqidah of Rawafid. Because a lot of people fooled by them, man. They're like our Muslim brothers. No, they are not. They hate us. And we hate them for the sake of Allah, not for their colors. No, for the wickedness and the falsehood they are upon. They say that their 12 imams, they will not die unless with their own will. Meaning when the angel of death comes to any one of them, they can tell the angel of death, just come another time. Hey, that's their aqidah, that's their belief. And by the way, this is not something that the Ahlus Sunnah, they fabricate. This is in their books. From their main imams, like Al-Kulayni, like his book, Usul Al-Kafi. This book here, Usul Al-Kafi to the Shia, is like Bukhari to us. That's their main book. They refer to, see we refer to? Sahih Al-Bukhari, they refer to that. And this is found in there. And in many other books of their so-called ulama, like Al-Majlisi and other than them. Al-Karki and Al-Kulayni. And they say that the Sahaba actually oppressed Ali, because Ali, he's supposed to be the Khalifa. But then Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they refute them. They're like, okay, let's say the Sahaba, subhanAllah, they took the Khilafah from him. But But wait a minute. But Ali, he gave the pledge to Abu Bakr. And Ali, he was shuja', he was a brave man. Ali, he wasn't afraid of anybody. But he never said, listen, how are you taking the khilafah from me? You see? He could say that. And he has people that they follow him on that. But Ali radiallahu anhu was a man of sunnah. He knew that Abu Bakr is the best of that of this ummah. That's why he gave him the bay'ah. And he gave the bay'ah to Umar radiallahu anhu. These are the two men that the Shia, they believe that they are two shaitans. See, the Shia, they believe that Abu Bakr and Umar, they are two shaitan. And they say they disbelievers, they are non-Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to choose these two, subhanallah, and they disbelievers. The Shia, they say a lot of things that they contradict themselves in their books. Alright, let's say Ali, they said Ali hate them. He hate Abu Bakr and Umar. But he still marry his daughter to Umar. He still name two of his children, one Abu Bakr and one Umar. He hate them, but he still name his children after them. He hate them and then he gave them the bay'ah. And after, when he became the Khalifa, on the minbar he used to say, may Allah be pleased with Abu Bakr and Umar. They have a lot of contradictions, wal-iyadu billah. Anyway, وعقيدة السلف الصالح عني بتوثيقها وبيان أدلتها وشرحها جماعات من الأئمة الكبار في مصنفات كثيرة. Sheikh Abd al-Salam bin Burgess rahimahullah, he says, the creed of the Salaf. When you hear this, the creed of the Salaf, meaning that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and his companions. Can anyone after that say, no, listen man, you want to adhere to that, that's on you, but me, I'm just going to find something else. That means one thing, that person is following his desires. And he wants to be upon the path of misguidance and destruction. So when you hear aqidat al-salaf, meaning that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. And that's the truth. And that's the true Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided his deen and preserved his deen by the like of great scholars throughout the history of Islam. Who they preserved the creed of the Salaf, that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. And they write it down for us. They memorized it. Not like us, we have books, everything is easy. I'm saying, many of us, we have books and everything and we still couldn't find time to read. But these great scholars, they memorized it. That stuff is in their hearts and mind. They don't need a book. But me, if I have this book, if somebody come and take this book from me, I said, Ikhwan, class is over. But this man, they take the books, they don't, but it's in their hearts. Memorize it, man. And they wrote books, they explained to make things easy for certain people. منها المؤلفات الموسومة بالسنة أي المعتقد. You will find books that called a sunnah. But these books, they're not talking about the sunnah, meaning what you do in the salat, or the sunnah before dhuhr, the sunnah after maghrib. No. Meaning belief, the creed. They are called the sunnah. Like the book, Sharh al-Sunnah of Imam Barbahari. The explanation of the creed. See, that's what they say. They don't say the explanation of the sunnah when they translated it. That's the right translation. The explanation of the creed. When you look at that book, he tell you about the creed. He ain't telling you about the sunnah of wudu, sunnah of salat, sunnah of Ramadan. He tell you about the creed, the belief that every Muslim should be upon. The Shaykh himself, according to his knowledge, he said there are more than 250 books that are compiled by the ulama in this field of the sunnah. From them, As-Sunnah Ibn Abi Asim. Those are ones to remember this. As-Sunnah Ibn Abi Asim. There is a book called Books of Sunnah of this Shaykh Abi Asim. Was-Sunnah li Abdullah ibn al-Imam Ahmad. Another book called the Sunnah, which is actually a book of Aqidah, a book of the creed. The book of the creed. By who? By Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmed. Now this is his son. Kitab al-Sunnah. Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah, this great Imam, has a son who was an Imam himself too. Allahu Akbar. Allah make our children on that path. Ameen. He has this book, al-Sunnah, which is a book in the creed. Another scholar, his name al-Khalal, he has a very important book called the Sunnah lil-Khalal. وَالسُنَّ لِأَحْمَدْ بِنِ الْفُرَاتِ وَأَبِي مَسْعُودَ الرَّازِي. And many other than that. And we're going to stop for the Adhan, inshallah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. اللهم صل على محمد. نعم. I'm going to mention now these books in Arabic and the author. And inshallah ta'ala, it will serve as a marji' for those people who wants to know these books when you can't find the creed and the belief of a salaf. The sound creed that the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, you can turn to any of these books. As-Sunnah lil-Khalal, was-Sunnah li-Ahmad bin al-Furat, Abi Mas'ud al-Razi, was-Sunnah li-Isma'il ibn Usayd al-Madini, was-Sunnah li-Ibn al-Qasim, Sahib Malik, was-Sunnah li-Muhammad ibn Salam al-Baykandi, was-Sifat wal-Rad al-Jahmiyyah li-Nu'aym ibn Hammad, والسنة للأثرم والسنة لحرب ابن إسماعيل الكرماني والسنة لابن أبي حاتم والسنة لابن جرير الطبري والتبصر في عالم الدين لابن جرير أيضا والسنة للطبراني والسنة لأبي الشيخ الأسبهاني والسنة لأبي القاسم اللالكائي والسنة لمحمد بن نصر المروزي وعقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث للصابوني والإبانة لابن بطة والتوحيد لابن خزيمة والتوحيد لابن مندة والإيمان لابن أبي شيبة والإيمان لأبي عبيد القاسم بن سلام وشرح السنة للمزني صاحب الشافعي وشرح السنة للبغوي وشرح مذاهب أهل السنة لابن شاهين والحجة في بيان المحجة وشرح عقيدة أهل السنة لقوام السنة أبي القاسم الأصبهاني وأصول السنة لأبي عبد الله ابن أبي زمنين والشريعة للآجري واعتقاد أهل السنة لأبي بكر الإسماعيلي والسنة للبربهاري والإيمان لابن مندة والإيمان للعدني والعرش لابن أبي شيبة والقدر لابن وهب والقدر لأبي داود والرؤية والصفات والنزول للدار قطني وجواب أهل دمشق في الصفات للخطيب البغدادي وغيرها كثير كثيرا. Many books. الشيخ just quote some of them. وهكذا كتب من جاء بعد هؤلاء من أهل السنة And likewise, the books of those who came after these ones. The like of Ibn Abd al-Barr, Ibn Qudam al-Maqdisi, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, Al-Dhahabi, Ibn Kathir, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, and many, many other than them. In their books, they lay down the creed, the sound, the creed that we all supposed to be upon. Why we all supposed to be upon? And it's an obligation because that's what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. And that's the truth. There is no other way. There is no shortcuts. There is no other way. There is only that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon. And that which the companions Ridwanullahi alayhim adhere to. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned that not only did they mention the Sunnah, and they mentioned that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon, but you find in many of these books, likewise, they expose the innovations and the shubuhat, the doubtful matters of the people of desires. In these books, they tell you, look, this is the right path, and these paths, even many people call to what they say, this is what is right. It is not because of this, because of this. Why is not right? Because they oppose that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. And then inshallah ta'ala, in the upcoming class, we're going to begin to, this is only an introduction by the way, we're going to begin to mention the Shaykh. He's going to mention, he's not going to mention everything, because this is a summarized book, he's not going to go in details, but he's going to mention some of the main belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in summarized, because other books they go into volumes. And he says, of course, the tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The success is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We depend upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn to him in repentance and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us, to assist us, and to teach us our religion. Jazakumullah khairan wa barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima katheera.